because he lost a lot of money.
What year was that?
Oh, goodness. I guess I was about to, let me see now, how old was I? I'd say I was about 13 or 14 years old. So that would have been in 1915, wouldn't it, or something
in the mid-teens?
In the mid-teens, yes.
Do you know much about your mother's parents?
No.
Is that where they came from?
They came from, I think now, it's awful to be this way, but I'm the kind that never did go into any of that stuff, you know, to study this, you know.
Well, I'm the same way, and I was interested in it, and I forgot to ask, you know.
Well, I did too. Now, that, like I say, I've got a sister that she probably could answer this stuff better, because I just didn't make it a practice.
Well,
now, I've heard my father tell so many things, but I think that they came, I'm not sure, but I think they came from up here in Tennessee.
Is this your mother and...
That's my mother. That's my mother's folks, uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, what about your father's folks?
Well, my father's folks, they were here. That's all I know. They just, you know.
You don't know the ancestry or what nationality or?
No.
What?
No, I don't. They were just, you know, just.
Most of us are Scotch or Irish.
Yes. Well, Irish, I would think so.
Irish,
uh-huh.
Now, of course, your husband is dead, but... what was his religion?
He was Baptist.
And what was his work?
He was an automobile mechanic. And then later, he owned his own shop in Chattanooga. He worked in Chattanooga all the time.
Education did he have?
Well, he just had a grammar school education. He was exposed to it. He was the eldest of four children, and he had to work, you know, felt like he had to get out and work and, you know, help his father. They were farmers originally. When he was growing up, they lived on a farm, but they later moved to Ringgold up here, of course.
He was born here too, did you say?
Yes, he was born here. Near here, Pleasant Grove, a little place down it's about 4 or 5 miles from here.
Yes,
it's Ringgold, just the same.
It'll be the same thing. Well, now that's all I'm going to have to write. The rest of these are just going to be, we'll get them on the tape. Then I'll have to write them out later. Mm-hmm. See, we have to use a particular kind of writing that would... was called phonetic transcription. That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
But for example, if you said we're saying a particular word one way, and somebody from Savannah would say it another way, we would have to show that in the way we spelled it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, in other words, we're going to spell it like it's saying.
Oh, like it's saying.
And we all, but we've been taught how to do that.
Oh, sure.
And I'm a little slow at it still, so I'm going to wait till I get home and do mine at home. Now, like I say, some of these questions, they're not to see if you know them. They're just to get some sounds and pronunciations. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
evening or day or...
Either one.
This evening is, afternoon. Did you say 3 to 4?
3 to 4.
Oh, well, I'd say afternoon.